Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you may be. I know it's been a while since I've created a new little episode for everybody, so I do apologize. Thinking about starting a YouTube channel as well as a Rumble channel, or maybe just a Rumble channel, so I don't have to go through all the hoops and loops and jumps of YouTube and their censory. But, you know, today, let's get started. Just a little short snippet of, let's say, fatherhood and single fathers. Alrighty, let's get into it. Alrighty, you know, so today's topic, single fathers. It may hit a spot for some, may not hit a spot for another. Might learn a thing or two. If you are a single father, you might not. And you know, even if you're not even a single father or not even a father in general yet, who knows? It might just, you know, lace you up with a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of insight of what might happen, what might to come. You know, if things go south with you and your partner. So, you know, first getting started, you know, it can be rough. I mean, if you are in the relationship and then, you know, you have the children and then you become a single father while in the relationship, I mean, it becomes a whole different ballgame because, you know, you lost your partner, you lost your best friend, you lost your lover, you lost your girlfriend, your wife, your significant other. But you also gain children or a child. I mean, you just, you know, you lose one thing, but you have already gained another. But then also, you have to look at it as a takeaway as well. You will lose one relationship, and you lose time and focus from that relationship. But now you get to add that time and focus into a new relationship, a relationship within yourself and a relationship with your child or children. So, you know, not everything is always bad. You know, might be a little bit of a struggle financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I mean, possibly even physically too, you know. But as long as you learn to keep a positive mentality, keep the mentality and the mind state of this is always for my kids. I'm doing this for the children. I'm doing this for my child. This is going to be a better life for us. I'm going to just keep shooting for the stars for me and my child or children. Things will play out for the best. I mean, you just have to put in the time, the effort, and the work, just like anything else. So, you know, you really just got to focus in on yourself, learn about yourself, also focus in on your children, learn about them, and just keep that good, great connection. I mean, there's nothing like just talking to your children about life, teaching them life skills that they will want to have later down the road, you know, taking fun little trips here and there, even if it's down the street to the park, down the street to the store, so they can go get like a little Slurpee, icy, you know, a little bit of ice cream, some type of little sweet or something. You know, just recognizing your children. I mean, Valentine's Day just passed. You know, you're not going to spend money on flowers, roses, or a nice little present for, you know, your significant other anymore. You know, go spend that money on the kids. I mean, a little thing of chocolate. I mean, just a little card, you know, I mean, even maybe like a little gift card will make their day. I mean, make them a card. I mean, you know their favorite TV shows. You know what they love. You know, go print some pictures off the internet. Go get a little colored piece of paper and go print those pictures out. Cut them up. Put them on that little colored paper. Make your own little card. Make your own little writing and saying on there for your children. It's going to make their day. I mean, just doing the small things, they will love it. They will enjoy it. And they will think it's the best thing ever, too. You know, the children really do appreciate the small things in life. I mean, depending on how you raise them, most likely 80% of the time, they most likely will. I mean, it's coming from your heart and they understand that and they will love it. You know, they can really energetically, you know, not as in like being hyper or anything, but feel the energy, connect to your, you know, your energy, your wavelength of love that you're giving to them. They will just, they'll enjoy it and they'll really take it to heart. Trust me, you know, especially if your kids are big on drawing you little pictures and stuff here and there. Print out their favorite TV shows, write what you got to write up on there, show them you love them, it's going to be the best card ever. They will always remember it and always think the best of it. So, you know, being a single father, you know, it sucks at times, but it's also better sometimes too, because, you know, all your energy goes focused in on your children and you don't have to focus it in on, you know, the relationship with their mom. Or, you know, it's a little bit different, you know, than what you used to do, what you did have, where you exerted your energy to. But sometimes it's better on the other end too. I mean, you know, they say the grass ain't greener always on the other side. You know, this grass is halfway green, halfway, you know, a little bit, let's go light green. Let's not say brown. Let's just say light green. And then you got that dark green of grass too. So, you know, it's where it was before and it's gotten even better. And sometimes you go back to where you were before on that light green, but you know, it's nothing big, nothing bad, nothing out of the usual, but just remember, focus in on your kids. Focus in on yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and focus in on them in the same exact aspects and ways too. And your relationship with them will nourish and grow into something amazing. I'm telling you, you just got to keep at it positively, show them nothing but that positive as well. But I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you gotta have those negative spurts, you know, and that's okay as well. You know, let them see the small ones, let them understand, you know, life isn't always going to be easy. Life isn't always going to be what you want it to be. Life gets hard, but you still push through it and you still make ends meet. You still do what you got to do and you still get what you want to and have fun in life as well. Doing all that as a single father, it's going to give them a better view of you, better understanding of life, and, you know, make them understand, you know, dad did the best he could for us with what he had, with all of his resources and everything as well. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You got this. I mean, here's another little snippet about being a, you know, single father. Sometimes it's hard financially on you. I totally understand. You know, it could be a pain in the ass sometimes, you know, trying to make, you know, make the paycheck spread out and work. And I mean, even in, I mean, sometimes it gets bad and you get laid off your job too as well. And so you're really trying to spread thin on certain things and make everything work as well. And so just like some resources that I know of locally where I am at, you know, possibly where you are at too as well, are some welfare programs. I mean, don't look at it as a bad thing. Don't ever look at it as a bad thing. I mean, that's why they have those programs there. Those are fallback programs for you to use as a crutch, for you to use as a stability stool to keep you up. You know, there's nothing wrong with going on them, being on them, or using them. I mean, the first one, Section 8. I mean, I think almost every state has it. You know, go look for Section 8 in your state. Go apply for it. Go apply for it in other states as well, too, and just see, you know, what you can do with them. See if you could bring back, you know, that little Section 8 voucher to your state that you're in as well. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with being on Section 8, getting low-income housing, nothing like that. You know, it's called life. It's called managing and doing what you got to do to make ends meet, to keep stability in your life for you and your children or child. You know, and then another one too, that's like Section 8, but you don't get a voucher and can't take it anywhere. Just look for a subsidized housing. You know, look into your local housing authority, your local community development commission, and ask them about the Section 8 list. But then also ask them if they have a subsidized housing list, because the subsidized housing list typically are going to be apartments that kind of work like Section 8 or have like some type of funding or grant through the government, where part of their apartments or units are like Section 8. So with that being said, basically they have a certain number of apartments or units set aside that are subsidized. And basically what they do is they look at your income and see what you're getting. And of course it's going to be the gross income, not the net. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. But it's always the gross. So before taxes, They look at what you receive, and based off what you receive, and if you qualify and you don't reach the income limits or you don't go over the income limits, they'll have you pay about 30% of your gross income. So that's just, you know, it's basically the same rules as Section 8 as well. You just don't get a voucher, you don't get to take it with you, and once you do break hold of your breakthrough that income limit, you unfortunately do get taken off the subsidy, and hopefully they have an apartment available for you that you can move into as well as an alternative. So that's something else to look into. Section 8, subsidized housing. Ask for both of those in your local housing authority or your local community development commission. So those are two. Of course, everybody knows of food stamps. You know, depending on which state you are in. I'm not sure if every state has it. But, you know, look into food stamps. Those always help out too. Those are just, you know, some, that's just a backup. Don't worry about using that card looking funny. It is what it is. You know, everybody goes through rough times. Everybody goes through trying times. Trials and tribulations happen to us all. You know, so don't be afraid to look into food stamps as well. That's another one. And then I don't know if all states have it, but, something to also look into is to see if they have like a welfare to work program. So see if they have a program where, you know, they'll help you out with getting things paid for you to be able to keep stability and to go to work, as well as possibly even go to school and learn something new. I don't know exactly what it would be called everywhere else. I just know it's some type of welfare to work program, where it's a welfare program that's designed to help you go to work, be able to work, or go to school so that you can eventually go to work after you graduate school. So look into that too. I mean, there's no shame in that. And while you're doing that, you can always look in to see if there is cash aid for children in your county, in your town, in your state. See if there's a cash aid for children program, since you are a single father and you have a child or children. Basically, that's going to help you get, you know, small portions of money every month for you to maintain and keep up your household as well. So those are some programs to look into. So Section 8 and subsidized housing, two different programs. So ask about the Section 8 housing list, but then also ask about the subsidized housing list as well. Two different lists, two different housing. See if they have a cash aid for assistance or cash aid for children program. So that can help you maintain your household as well. And then see if they have some type of welfare to work program. Basically a program that's going to allow you to go to school or go to work. And you know, the government office will help you maintain stability so you can go to work or can go to school so that you can graduate and get a job and maintain that job and keep stability in your household too as well. So again, just look into those programs locally, see if they have them. Just inform yourself as much as you can and just see what other programs are out there. Don't be afraid to call, you know, multiple times, or, you know, be able to speak to different people, because you just never know, you know, on who is working behind that telephone, who's working behind that desk, and who has what resources. Just always remember that everybody has different resources and can and will help out in a different way. Just because everybody had different mind states and come from a different background. So just remember those. Take them in, reach out about them, and just see what can happen. You just never know. You know, to kind of end it off on somewhat like a sweet note, kind of not. Don't be afraid to share custody neither. I mean, most of the time, if you know, if the mom has, you know, like an alcoholism problem or a drug problem, or she's not stable and doesn't have stability in her life, then yeah, I mean, I totally understand going for that full custody and everything as well. You know, I completely understand it. But you know, sometimes it is, you know, you gotta play the right card. You know, remember always to pick your battles wisely and choose them smartly, you know, just because it's like a game of chess. You can't take any of your moves back. You kind of have to just look at the board and what type of situation you're in and pick the best move for you. So sometimes if that is sharing 50-50 custody physically and as jointly, physically, and I can't remember what the other word is, but basically it's physically, so you know, in the household, and the other one is just to, you know, make choices for like medical, dental, and other things like that as well, and school decisions too. I can't remember that word, but sometimes it's best to do 50-50 with everything. You know, that kind of just shows the courts that you're willing to work with, you know, your mother's children and everything as well, showing them that you're reasonable. And you know, and it just kind of works out, because then it gives, you know, the child or children, you know, a good relationship between you and their mom. So, you know, keep it 50-50 if you need to. Remember, play your cards right, but also be smart too. You know, document any, you know, negative things that happen that the children experience while over at their mom's house. Any negative interactions between the children and their mom, and even any negative interactions between you and the mother of your children too. You know, document everything. Save receipts for everything too as well that you spend on the children, just to, you know, be able to prove, you know, financially that you've been taking care of the children as well too. Don't be afraid to do any of that, you know, while doing that 50-50 custody. Sometimes it's best. But then also documenting everything like this too as well, taking screenshots, writing everything down. I mean, if it's legal in your state, recording conversations too as well, it will help you out in the long run. It will play in your best interest in the long run too. But that kind of brings me back to picking and choosing your battles too. You know, just because a few little things happen here and there, you know, depending on how severe they are and what happens, you know, sometimes it's the best thing to do is just to document them. And then later down the road, when something big happens, you know, that's when you submit everything. Or, I mean, document everything and then submit it to the courts, but saying that you don't want anything to happen, but you just want the courts to know of, you know, of these incidences and these events and these situations that have taken place. Just so that they know and you've recorded these things with them legally, and you have them written down as well too. So that if something big does happen, you can report it, bring her back to court, and then, you know, they're gonna have that long list of everything you've documented, and they're gonna run down that list until they get to that big event or big thing that has happened. And you know, it's just gonna look better for you in the long run too. So, you know, if you need to and if you must, do the 50-50, you know, if she's a good mother and she's a good parent as well. But document everything. But if she's a bad parent and she has, you know, some problems with alcohol, problems with drugs, doesn't have stability in her life, then go ahead and shoot for that full custody in court and everything as well. There's no issue with that. There's no problem with that. But just remember, everything comes back down to choosing your battles wisely. This is a game of chess, not checkers. You can't take back your moves. You can only move forward with, you know, with the pieces on the board and the situations that are going on in your life. So with that being said, don't forget, you know, even when you do share 50-50 custody, you can still apply for the, you know, those welfare programs I had previously talked about too as well. You know, just make sure you have the proper documentation from the court, just saying, you know, physical and the other type of custody is both joint, So basically that's saying that, you know, you have 50-50 custody all the way around for the children. And things will work out for you and the best, all right? No worries about it. Take it slowly. Take it step by step, bit by bit, piece by piece. And I mean, you know, always research your local lawyers. Always research, you know, public defenders as well. You know, ask for resources from your public defenders or local lawyers. And, you know, just see what you can get and what's within your budget and within your range. Or if they refer you over to somebody else that's within your budget and your range as well, too. Because you just never know. I mean, if you really need to look into something, it might be called legal aid wherever you're at. So just look into that. That might help you out as well, too. It might be called something else, but check into that. That will help you to find the resources and help you navigate through certain things as well, too. So that's how it is. That's how it's going to be. Remember, be smart. Pick your battles. Do what you need to do when it's necessary. Document everything for yourself, but also with the courts. Just saying, you don't want anything to happen as of now, but you want the courts to be aware that this, you know, these incidences have taken place. Other than that, you know, just remember, it's chess, not checkers. Everybody's board is going to be a little bit different in life. So just play with what pieces you have on the board and what events are going down in your life. And, you know, just, you know, make that move one step at a time and you will come out great on the outcome. Just remember, everything is in the children's best interest. That's what you have to remember as well, too. All right. I do just want to do a little disclaimer. I am not a lawyer. I have not, do not have any legal practice. This is all just advice for you to go off of. This is not me providing legal services of any sort. This is me just speaking of some knowledge I have, and just for me to share with you to give you ideas and thoughts. This is in no way, shape, or form any part of legal advocacy. These are just, you know, thoughts and ideas to give you out there. Just a little disclaimer. Again, this is not me providing, you know, legal assistance or help with anything. This is just me sharing thoughts and ideas of what you can do legally when, you know, facing certain cases. Alrighty, I know that was a little bit of a long one, but again, I just want to thank you guys for your time. I hope you kind of enjoyed this episode. I know it's entitled, or it's titled Single Fathers. Mothers, you can do the same thing, but this one, you know, I did want to do it for the single fathers just because there's not a lot of advocacy for us single fathers out there. So, you know, I wanted to share, you know, some things that I thought about and have been thinking about when it comes to helping out single fathers of the world. You know, we're not all bad. Some of us are pretty damn great. So, again, moms, no hating on you, no disrespect towards you guys. This is just a shout out for the single dads, you know, just trying to help them out. And obviously, replace the word single father. It could be single mother, and you guys can do the same thing. But again, like I said, this is for the single dads out here. Don't get a lot of advocacy or anything like that, really. So just want to spit out some knowledge that I have learned and come about, you know, friends, family, certain situations, hearing about them, working with them as well, too. So I just, you know, just wanted to help out the single dads. But everybody, I just want to say thank you again for listening, chiming in, taking time out of your day to listen to me as well. More episodes to come soon. Otherwise, as I always end this and I always start this, have a good morning, have a good afternoon, have a good evening, and have a good night wherever you may be in the world. And I hope to have you guys listening soon to the next episode. Otherwise, I hope everybody has a great day and great night as well, too. Thank you again.